This is Sports Today.
Sports Today on 882 6PR.
Yeah, 9221 882 is our open line number. It's coming up 6:20 on a Monday, and that's when we go into the Fremantle Dockers camp to say g'day to Ross Lyon, the coach. G'day, Roscoe.
Hello, Brad.
Well, after conceding the first goal, you really got into stride and led by 24 points at quarter time, and just couldn't go on with it from there. Did you? Have you been able to assess why?
I thought we were pretty good for three quarters, really. But we just made some critical errors with the ball, just some skill errors and missed opportunities that turned out to be quite costly, really. Like some, you know, butchered forward 50 entries and shots on goal, you know, running in on 15 metres and some bad turnovers that invited them back in. So really, for three quarters in like entries in general play, I thought were pretty good. So those turnovers, decision-making was really costly. And then even in the start of last quarter, we started really well, but there's a couple of those errors again. And then we lost our way a little bit with, and they spread the ball really well and played with more composure than us. So I didn't think it was effort. I didn't think it was competing. And I thought really the first three quarters was really pleased with, bar what I just spoke about.
There were six or seven, Ross, that I counted, and I think you agree with that. But the thing is that, was it a mandate for the team to play on quickly? Like, you know, Sonny Wallace was hitting the ground and going, and you know he tried to handball one when he was on his knees and got intercepted, and Spur running out and put a rocket handball to a teammate and left it behind. And that's was that the idea, to try and move the ball quickly on the weekend, or was that just on instinct from the players?
No, that's how we play all the time, really. Off turnover, go quick, and you need to play with composure. Look, I think at the end of the day, the Spur handball to Tommy, that was on. I mean, but you can't handball behind the player. Do you know what I mean? So, and I think the Sonny one was a bit cute. And I mean, Ibbotson had one and a half forward to Johnson that was missed him and telegraphed. And I mean, but it's costly. I mean, Maney has a shot 15. And it's not why we lost, but it sort of contributes, doesn't it? Like Maney 15 metres out, dead in front, to go 24 points up, and you miss, and it goes down the other end off the kick in, and they... So it's a 12-point swing. Do you know what I mean? So instead of being four up, you're 11 points up. So, I mean, then start of the last quarter, we run an open goal, and then, I mean, same thing. We have a strange play on a half forward. So, I mean, they all add up at the end of the day. So, you know, a drop mark here, a 50 there, it all adds up.
Just looking at the uncontested possession, Ross, even in the game, say, against West Coast and Richmond, their areas of the game that you won, were you happy with the amount of run that you had? Because you lost that by 233 to 197, which has been rare this season.
Well, I think if you break it down to three-quarter time, we're on top. Hmm. So you just got to go to the last quarter. They had 63 kicks and 35 uncontested marks. The three-quarter time, we're in front with all that. So... I mean, you can look at the whole number, but it doesn't tell the true story. Do you know what I mean? So, but, you know, if our footy, if you lose your way for a quarter, but that's going to happen. I mean, some bad decisions, and but I don't think you can ignore the first three quarters. We're pretty good, bar some, you know, some shocking skill errors and decisions. But if you want to go to uncontest the ball for three quarters, I mean, we probably spread the ball better than them, to be truthful. We have more kicks, more uncontested marks, more entries. And then in the last quarter, they got on top in that area and we lost our way. So was that run? Is that decision-making? Is that good play? I think it's a combination of everything.
Mm. Going back to when you were 9-0 at the start of the season, look, you had Pavlich, Ballantyne, Zach Clark, Duffield, Clancy, Pearce. Now, I know that Zach Clark got reported.
Well, I think if you're going to go there, you might as well put Tabernard in. So yeah, that's really four out of your front arse. Clark, Tabernard, Pavlich and Ballantyne.
So, and Clark's been reported, so he's unavailable this week unless you challenge, but...
No, I wouldn't have thought we'd be challenging.
Right, and Clancy, Pearce and Duffield, are they still, you know, are they still in the mix, or have you looked beyond them now?
No, of course they're in the mix. I mean, Clancy just played against Richmond, so... but we've had players playing pretty good footy. I mean, things could be worse. We could be second, I suppose, but... You know, so, but we understand we've lost two in a row, and, but North are a pretty good team, and, you know, there's not too many games we play where we have 11 more entries in the opposition and then we lose. So, at the end of the day, we lost our way for a quarter, and when we're on top, we slaughtered some really good opportunities that let them stay in the game. I think North would acknowledge that, you know what I mean? So... It's a fine line, isn't it?
Ross, you're only 10 days away from, you know, the beginning of the final series. Where is Hayden Ballantyne at? There was some sort of speculation when he did first hurt himself that he might be back for the finals. Is he on target, or is he running? What is he doing?
Well, yeah, it's not. I'm really focused on Melbourne, to be truthful, and the ones I've got. So I think that's the first point. I'm not worrying about the blokes that are in rehab too much. I think that's just, and that's, I mean, that's just what people do to build hope and all that. The reality is Hayden's injured and he hasn't played for 4 or 5 weeks and he won't play for the next couple of weeks. So, but, you know, the plan is that he should be available in the final series. When that is, I don't know. But then it's a who's in form and who's not. But I'm really worried about the guys that are playing for Peel and playing for us. And and we really improved. I thought in the real sense we improved. Like, but we lost our way in some areas that I think with 2 minutes to go, we're only 5 points down. So, yeah. But we acknowledge we had a good start. But every time we look to go to 6 goals up or whatever, we just slaughter the ball. So that's the reality of it. But we need to learn and improve.
No cause for Matthew Pavlich to miss another game, or is he be right to come back?
No, as I said, I'm not optimistic until I see him on the track, and so I'll probably plan to be out until he's proven that he's in. If that makes sense.
Fair enough.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, when he trains, and you'll know exactly where he's at and whether he's ready to go this week.
Yeah, so he hasn't. I haven't seen him train. No one said it's certain he's going to train. So, yeah, I'd still have him in the unlikely kind of.
And how did you give your coaches votes on the weekend? And which way did you go? Because I was quite gobsmacked. I thought Aaron Sanderlands was arguably your best player.
Yeah, I always find it very difficult. I can't remember. I put him in, but I think it came out. I had a look. There was a big spread. But I think that was the type of game it was. You know, I think. Aaron was very good, but at the end of the day, Goldstein got to work a bit late, didn't he? Kicked a couple. But Aaron kicked two, and Griffin kicked one on Goldstein. I thought Aaron's ruck work and that gave us a chance, but I didn't think there was a clear standout player. I had difficulties, you know, so I just went for effectiveness. And I think at the end of the day, in those games, at the end of the day, Brent Harvey, you kick four, I think you've had a massive impact on the game, haven't you? So I had him high, you know. I thought Michael Johnson, second game back, he'll just get better again. And but it was, I think there was like 8 or 9 players voted. I think it was that type of game. Do you know what I mean?
Lockie Neal.
I always lean to the team that wins. I always tend to give them the majority of the votes.
Lockie Neal keeps on finding the ball though, Ross. I mean, you know, it's really pleasing for a young player at 22, and the way that he's developed, and usually he uses it pretty well.
Yeah, he does. Look, he's all our fourth year draftees played. You know, so. I think that gets lost in our team a little bit with our three, obviously, older veterans. But then you throw in Pierce in there and, we had Weller in the other week. And so, yeah, no, they're really pleasing, those four young guys and Alex Pierce. So he just keeps growing and growing. We expect him to, you know, be more formidable next year.
Ross, as is the case when something involving West Coast or Fremantle, the journos go pretty hard. And Nat Fyfe, there seemed to be a string of them over here trying to get him up. I mean, I thought you put it.
What do you mean, get him up?
Oh, I think there was a few that said he was gone. You know, he should be fine.
Really?
He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be.
That surprised me. Those guys are normally pretty accurate.
Yeah, I thought
they get it wrong.
I think they misread it completely, to be honest. Quite a few of them. So I just wanted to see what your reaction was, because I thought you handled beautifully after the game in the post match.
Yeah, my reaction to what they wrote?
No, in the way they were suggesting. You know, what did you think of it? And I think you thought, well, you know, as you said, if he went in and tucked his arm in and he bumped somebody, hits him in the head, he's gone. But if he goes in hands first looking for the football, he shouldn't be charged.
Yeah, I think I was proven to be correct, was I?
Yeah, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if West Australian journos were trying to get Nathan Dunn.
No, West Australian journo. Not West Australian journo.
Oh, Eastern
State. Eastern States
journo. Yeah, no, that wouldn't surprise
Brad's
me.
Brad's in Melbourne, you've got to remember, Ross.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, mate. Come over to the beautiful state, mate. Oh, the eastern suburbs. Yeah, no, they were trying to get him. But look, there's a lot of hype, and, you know, I mean, all the garbage out of the Tribunal last week, the hype on. Who was it? Subin and what's his name?
Master.
West Coast.
Master.
I mean, I get it, but I just saw. I didn't even see it, but if you go for the ball, you're generally okay. But if you tuck your arm in and you don't go for the ball and you bump someone in the head, well, I think you're in trouble. That's my understanding. I think that's proven to be correct with Nathan. So, I think if they keep it, that is the principle. But I think Adam Cooney getting 1 week through us all, didn't he? Like, it was like the 1980s, Dermot coming off the line. But fundamentally, I don't concern myself with what other people think.
Does it concern you whether you finish first or second?
Well, my real concern...
Beating Melbourne.
It's improving our football. Mm. But because we acknowledge we're not as electric as we've been, but you wouldn't have said that in the first quarter on the weekend. Like, they're a pretty good team, North. And we had moments, really, in quarters where we looked really slick. So, my real... But I've been through this before. I've experienced that at the Saints. I mean, we played Melbourne in round 22 and almost lost. And then we had a great 09 final series, really. So, I mean, you're doing a lot right to finish on top of the ladder. And it's hard to stay up the whole time. So we need to improve that. And hopefully the nostrils flare a bit the closer they get to the finals. And I thought there were some really good signs on the weekend. It's I didn't enjoy losing, don't like losing, and didn't enjoy the errors. But our effort and our competing is really strong, and we'll get some great lessons out of the weekend, just some reminders of how to win tight games and what to do. So, first or second, you know, we've got to win a game of footy to tie up top two, and then we'd have to win two in a row to tie up top one. I understand the equation, but the only thing that's going to get done is playing good footy, picking a team that can beat Melbourne. Look, I think already the weather's going to be, they're predicting maybe some rain and thunderstorms, so it's going to be a difficult day, and we've got to get our head around that and learn some lessons out of the Bulldogs review. That's what we do. We prepare, we plan, we play, and then we learn some lessons. So that's what we're about.
Ross, appreciate your time. Good luck on the weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Scott.